Parshat Tazria, Shabbat HaChodesh. This week's commentary was written by Rabbi Mark Wolf, Vice Chancellor and Chief Development Officer of JTS, and narrated by Joan Goodman. It seems more than kismet that Passover falls when it does, following on the heels of the Parshiot of Leviticus, in which we discuss the most base of subjects. In fact, rabbis and commentators through the ages have found the laws of Tumah and Tahara, ritual impurity and purity, covered in these weeks before Passover, so unsettling that presumably in reaction, they have enthusiastically embraced the following statement from the Talmud, quote, "Questions are asked and lectures are given on the laws of Passover beginning 30 days before. Surely this is an avoidance tactic on the part of rabbis, but maybe it is also for the sake of the community, to save them from many discussions that would make them lose their appetites for the kiddush that follows services. I would like to embrace the rites and rituals and refocus our understanding of these seemingly disturbing halacha categories, Tumah and Tahara. Every translation is commentary, and historically, Tumah and Tahara have been translated as impure, pure, and unclean, clean. With those translations comes the implication of evil versus good. The Talmud relates an intriguing commentary on a verse describing the creation of humanity, quote, "The Lord God formed man from the dust of the earth," unquote, Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. Rav Nachman, son of Rav Chisda, taught, quote, "Why, in the Lord God formed man, is formed written with two yods? Any idiosyncrasy in the biblical text is fodder for a rabbinic interpretation, and here the Talmud raises a spelling concern. Rav Nachman is questioning why, in this verse, the word for formed, vayetzir, is written with two of the Hebrew letters yod, instead of in its usual manner with one yod. Answering his own question, Nachman insists that we are created with two inclinations, one convincing us to be good and the other pulling us to be evil. A fitting commentary on the spelling discrepancy, but after some give and take, we are presented with an alternative reason. Quote, it must be interpreted, the point of the two yuds, as Rav Shimon ben Pazi wrote, quote, woe is me because of my creator, Yotzri. Woe is me because of my inclination, Yitzri, unquote. The Hebrew language is rich. A single three-letter root can have multiple meanings, depending on context and vowel placement. This is a perfect example. With some Hebrew acrobatics, Shimon ben Pazi is reading the Hebrew word vayitzer with two possible translations, creator and inclination. The doubling of the yuds provokes him to use its double meaning. Emmanuel Levinas, in his reading of this paragraph of the Talmud, elucidates the nuanced difference between the understandings of Rav Nachman and Rav Shimon ben Pazi, and further demonstrates the richness of their commentaries. The word vayitzer, broken down into ve, yitzer, would mean woe to the creature. Ve, an interjection like alas, is common in popular Jewish speech, notably in Yiddish. Woe to the creature, woe when I obey my creator, for in obeying my creator I am constantly disrupted by my creaturely nature. But woe to me also when I obey my essence as a creature, my inclinations. I am still torn, but this time not between the right and the left as a sign of my freedom, but between the high and the low, between the law and nature, between the creator and the condition of the creature. To be man remains as dramatic as the conflict between opposing passions. From Nine Talmudic Readings, verses 165 to 166. Rav Nachman's understanding leads to a dichotomy between right and wrong. We are created with two inclinations, and according to Dr. Levinas, we are torn between the right and the left, between the ethical and unethical, between what we should do and should not. Rav Shimon ben Pazi, however, exists in a world where we are torn between the high and the low, between the desire to do the will of our Creator and to follow our creaturely nature. The Book of Psalms defines us as having been created as a little lower than the angels, and this position is essentially where we strive to be in the relation to God. Through ritual and rite, through law and observance, we maintain our connection to divinity. But as Dr. Levinas demonstrates, we are torn between living up to that ideal and our baser instincts as human creatures. To conceptualize the difference, we are not looking at a model of a scale. where one side is right and the other wrong, but more like a ladder, where our human nature rests near the bottom and our divine connection is on the higher rungs. Our religious system of laws and rites is designed to assist us in maintaining our elevated status on this continuum between humanity and divinity. We continually negotiate the tension between our human nature and our divine desire. Unlike the scales of right and wrong, there is no value judgment on the humanity-divinity continuum. Applying this model to the world of Leviticus, we get an entirely different understanding of the states of Tuma and Tahara. If our struggle on the continuum is to reach as high as we can toward divinity, then that which brings us lower, according to Dr. Levinas, is our condition of creature, i.e., that which is inherently human, our bodily functions, afflictions, organs, and tissues, is everything that makes us more human. Thus, when we are most in touch with our creaturely nature, we are not capable, and on some level, it is not appropriate for us to cleave to divine. And so we are in the legal state of Tuma, ritually unfit for a connection to the divine through ritual or service. However, after recognizing the Tuma this week and engaging in the purity rites that we will read next week in Parsha Metsora, we take the first steps away from our creaturely nature and begin to strive to reach the divine portion of the continuum. At this state of Tahara, we are now ritually prepared to engage with divinity. Through our biased translation, we have interpreted the states of Tuma and Tahara as laden with negative values and judgments. But these conditions are not meant to distance us emotionally from the community, nor are they meant to embarrass or humiliate. They are designed with one specific intention, to fashion a society where all humans find themselves on this continuum, and we are all inspired to realize that God's desire is for all of us to strive for divinity. We are truly created a little lower than the angels, and it is a constant endeavor to maintain that status.